helping Audio Boom matters to me. That won't surprise you because I'm such a big user of it. But it really is consciously in my mind all the time, how can I help Audio Boom? Because as a person whose life has been enriched by the existence of Audio Boom, I want it to continue. And I want it to continue in to be not just to limp along, but I want it to get more and more successful. That's the only thing I think will guarantee that I'll still be able to use it in 10 years' time. And that's perhaps the only thing I feel will guarantee that any of these audios that I'm making and that I'm favoriting and that I'm saving, and well, not saving, but experiences will still be around. So, yes, so this is one more in the series of Audio Boos designed to help Audio Boo, where I rehearse my views. And the second cluster of questions were all concerns Audio Boo, and specifically, how could it be made better? So the rest of this Audio Boo is going to be a kind of a sort of a brain dump, really, of what I think would make Audio Boo better. Okay, let me approach the question of how to make audio better in my usual way. I'll take a big overview picture, and I'll say it's all about community and engagement for me. There are lots of ways of making a business better, and you could be picking away, with all sorts of little details, but I find it helpful to have a vision for where of how you'd grow the brand, if you like. You know, how you would grow the reputation, grow the conversation around the business. And businesses that survive are ones that continue to have vibrant conversations about them, is my stance. Anyway, here goes. I think Audio Boo could develop in all sorts of ways, but the way I would want it to develop is as a community, as a conversation facilitating tool, to use those kind of language, if you like. All the changes and improvements would be prioritized in terms of the extent to which they promote conversations, particularly of a communal nature. You could say conversations that have legs. In other words, I'm distinguishing, I suppose, from the use of Audio Boo as a broadcast medium. Straightforward, you know, here's a piece of interesting broadcast sent out to people who receive it. There's nothing wrong with that, and of course that the facility to do that is one of the great things that Audio Boo has, and I wouldn't want to take it away in any way or dilute it. But in terms of my vision, it's dialogue or trialogue or multilogue that pushes my buttons, and I would sort of argue, I suppose, and this is kind of raw thinking here now. But I would argue that that's the way the world is going. The world is going in the direction of people being curious about what other people think about Audio Boo. Not just what Audio Boo thinks about itself, but... I'm trying to follow somebody in a car who's driving in a way that I find very surprising, given where I think she's trying to go to. But I've forgotten that she doesn't actually know where she's going. So... forgive me, I'm now at the Dunkettle roundabout, and the only thing I know is that we're both going through the tunnel, which is good. That's not a problem. Anyway, that diversion aside. Okay, so everything I have to say about Audio Boo comes with a caveat that I'm speaking out of a vision. And that vision is informed by an analysis, which may or may not be flawed, but it is that we live in a world which will become increasingly engaging, and in which increasingly people will want to become authors and share what they have to say or make with others, and they'll be increasingly curious about the process of making, not so much the product, the end outcome, but the process of making. So I'm not sure of the full implications of that, but I'm going to just flag it up so I will remember it myself. Okay, so here, let's get to some nitty-gritty improvement comments. Well, first of all, number one, comments. People make comments about audio booms, and that's wonderful, and they make them in the form of, in a number of different ways. They at one extreme, they make them in the form of direct messages back to the person who makes the audio boom, and that is terrific on audio boom. That's a great facility. I love it. Secondly, they make it in the form of public responses back. But thirdly, they make it in the form of comments, in the form of it just like an ordinary blog. So you put up an audio, piece of audio, and you get a piece of text back on your audio boom. And what I would like is a way from the mobile platform, from a mobile platform, to respond directly to a comment in a form of text. That would enable me to respond quicker, and you know, with much more reliability and frequency to comments left, and that would promote conversations much more. Ideally, I'd like to be able to, having received a public comment in the form of a text, I'd like to be able to either text back or audio back to the person. One-to-one. And one-to-one, the great thing about one-to-one conversations is that other people can listen in on them. And that's of course, what promotes conversations. I would also like to be able to direct an audio boom to more than one person. I can do direct messaging at present, but I would actually like to be able to send the equivalent of an email within the audio boo ecosystem, if you like, to a group of people. Now, that's a Google Plus, well, it isn't a Google Plus invention, but it's a Google Plus facility, utility, if you like, whereas I can make a circle on Google Plus, and I can send a message to that circle, and only that circle will get it. I'd like to be able to do that on audio boo. You know, the four people on Audioboo who are especially interested in what's going on here. Yeah, my friend in front is lost, basically, and she's driving. Okay, I realise that it's irritating when you're in the middle of engaged a line of thought. Somebody cuts across you with a different line of thought. That can bother you people. But, okay, back to this. So, within the ecosystem, anything that can be done. It should be easier to follow people. If I go into popular boos and I see somebody puts up a popular boo and I like it, I want a very, very easy way of following them. I can do it easily on Twitter. I come across their tweet and I simply go to their profile and I follow them straight away, and it's terribly easy. Audioboo could do that. Again, I'm talking about from within the mobile device. You know, everything I have to say is influenced by that. So that's my default position, is mobile. What else? I'm going to stop because I need to gather my thoughts. But I'll add to this during the day if I have any other thoughts on the topic. I'm sure I will have. Because otherwise, I'm in trouble. Hello?